Greetings and welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. I'm Mark Lawrence. We're on the road today. We're so glad to say that I have found yet another excuse to get up to Simone Roy's gallery in Lewisburg. Please, SimoneRoy.com, spelled like SimoneRoy.com. Just a fabulous local artist. We met her several years ago. She was one of the featured artists of the year during the Lewisburg Arts Festival, and she has literally been around the world since then, doing wonderful paintings and almost always outdoor. We'll see some still lifes on her site, but just a lot of paintings that were done outdoors. And she's back on our Sunrise show, and we're going to talk about the plein air events that are coming up as part of the Lewisburg Arts Festival. So welcome aboard, Simone.
Thank you.
I really do appreciate that. In a moment, we're going to introduce David McSween. He also is another local artist, and these are just some of those rare opportunities I get to meet the local artists who just are, I always call it, ridiculously talented, and it just applies. There's got to be a more delicate word than that, but I am always so amazed at what some local folks do. McSween.art is his website, www.mcsween.art, and you can see some really fabulous oil paintings. And we've been pre-talking about some of the science of oil painting and making them preserve. So we're going to talk to him. He's going to lead one of the workshops. And as I mentioned, he's a featured artist, and he too does a lot of work outdoors. And that brings us to plein air. Simone, plein air. Tell us about this science of painting outdoors, please.
Well, it's basically having fun outdoors and a way to capture what you're seeing. So for those in the public who love being outside and maybe already take photographs, it's another step toward creating your own memory of a place. So that's how I got into it, through hiking and being outdoors and really wanting to come back from a trip and look at something and put myself back in that special moment. So, and I think it's got a lot of appeal in this time of COVID and all the quarantine we've been through. It's a way to be outside safely. So that's, but plein air basically just means outdoors. Plein means full or out, and air, out in the air, out in the open. I think David's going to explain a little more about it in the story of how artists have evolved to this point today. But for now, I think our main point, why we're so happy to be on this show today, is to tell the public that we really want you to come. It's going to be a plein air day, April 25th. It's a Sunday, and there are two locations. I'll get into a little more detail, but the idea is you don't have to be a painter. You can sketch, you can take photographs, or you can be a visitor, an observer, and you can walk around outside and see what the artists are doing.
And I have heard one tip from David, and you can turn your amateur sketches into something that looks pretty decent. So, you know, just one element of perspective or one element of shading that really changes things. And so we're going to, as you mentioned, we'll allow him to do that. The plein air event isn't just a day this time. It's a whole week. It starts April 25th until May 2nd. Two main locations for artists and photographers and drawers: the Dale Engel Walker House, which is out on Strawbridge Road, west of Lewisburg, and the Coons Trail property, which is on North 4th Street in Mifflinburg. There also is going to be an opportunity at the Shikellamy State Park Marina for folks to go there to do some of the photography that is part of this as well.
If I could just clarify that on the plein air day itself of the 25th, we're going to use two locations, and those are the Lynn Conservancy land, the Dale Engel Walker House is located on, and the Coons Trail in Mifflinburg, which has the covered bridge. So those two locations, from 9 to 5, people are going to be there creating art and watching others. But, as you said, it runs the whole week in that artists and others, the public, is invited to go to any of those three locations to create art, which they can later submit to an online show. Now, that part of it's completely up to the individual. Nobody's obliged to enter the show. It's just for fun. It's not being judged. But it's so that everybody can see each other's work and talk about it and share a little bit more of the experience.
All right, and you want lay people to go to this also watch over your shoulder
We do. That's half the fun. And the other thing is we want questions. We want discussion. We want to inspire people to start, people who might have, you know, thought about it. But there's nothing like seeing a person do the work. I shouldn't even say work. That's going to deter people. Having the fun is really what it's about.
Well, and I'm going to pitch it like this. We want folks to come see a magic show. Last time we talked, you said, and it was so obvious from seeing your work, that there's an element of magic to it. So before we get David on, repeat this idea for the artist and then for people who see the paintings. It is enchanting.
It is. Well, it is also for the artist. You're starting with usually a blank canvas. Usually it's white. And you're going from that to something that later brings you back to that moment. So it involves color, it involves choosing what you leave in, what you leave out. And there's all kinds of study you can do. You can spend years just studying each of these aspects, you know, color, composition, values, materials, all that. But that's not the main thing. The main thing is the inspiration that you feel when you see something and you say, I've just got to paint that. You know, and a lot of us feel that. We grab our iPhones. We just have to take that picture. Well, it's that same feeling. You know, if you're driving down the road and you just have to slam on the brakes because, oh, my gosh, that barn or that field, that yellow field or, you know, those wildflowers, whatever it is, a hawk, yes. For different people, it's different things. Some people, it's animals. Some people, it's a log cabin, which there is at the Lynn Conservancy now. But anyway, yeah, it is somewhat magical for the artist and for the public. And, you know, when you look back at it a week later, you look at what you did and you say, wow, did I really do that? Was I really there, you know?
Well, you switch mics. I just want to point out it's an odd phrase to hear that at some point you could go to the place and there was no log cabin, and today there is an old log cabin there, and I mean old. So the one was dismantled and moved there, so that's really great. Move just another inch closer if you can, David. Let's start out with the magic. We kind of segued into that with Simone, but let's start out with you. She's describing something that you go on this scene, you get the inspiration, but something happens to her or to you from maybe 8 or 9 o'clock when you start and you look at your clock and it's 2 or 3. What happens?
Yes, thanks, Mark. You know, as an artist, we train ourselves to see. That's kind of what the process is. And without even thinking of it, we end up noticing things that otherwise maybe go unnoticed, or perhaps they're noticed in the moment, and what an artist becomes accustomed to is taking time to pause and reflect on that moment and then try and capture it. And that's really the magic of plein air painting and how it's evolved over the years to really be a staple of American art and art across the world. You know, plein air was always part of the painter's tradition. You can go far, far back in the history of art and look at how painters did landscapes. And typically, up until, you know, I'd say even the mid to late 18th century, artists would not use that final artwork. They would go into the studio, they would use their studies, and they would invent a landscape, or they would invent or piece together from studies and different sketches their own interpretation of that landscape. And it wasn't until, you know, the time of the Impressionists and those artists where painting outside, painting outdoors, and really trying to capture what the light does in a landscape really became popularized. And in America, that translated over well because we have some amazing landscapes in the United States, in North America. And so as artists began to explore, there was still that tendency, though, to take the study, go back into the studio, and invent, you know, and polish. And So really, the plein air that we know and love as part of this event really, I think, has its roots as in very recently, in the 1980s, what happened in California, where there was this resurgence of just very passionate artists that wanted to throw off the, you know, confines of, you know, a lot of the, you know, abstract or modernist rigor, and just get out and paint and have fun and capture their experience. And that speaks volumes to me. That's just right in line with what I love about painting, is sharing my experience. So, you know, plein air for me is, all my paintings are plein air in the sense that the values of plein air, being out in the open, capturing that experience, responding to the subject, the immediacy of it, all of that I carry into my work. But the uniqueness about being in the landscape is, take the last plein air event that we were involved with that was held in 2019, where the Dale Engel Walker House painting was made of mine. It was pouring down rain first parts of the day, and you know, there's a photo of me, you know, in my gear, in my getup with the poncho on and the hat, you know, and that's part of it, you know, is getting the raindrops on the surface of the canvas and working, you know, between the wind and the elements, you know, and the fun of that. And yet, you know, the beautiful thing about this whole thing is that it also celebrates conservancy, because with the lens conservancy, I can return there like I did with this painting. I return there the next week, you know, and finish the painting right there where in the very spot I was standing just a few days before. And I didn't have to get a special permit. I didn't have to fight crowds. You know, it's a conservancy. It's people are there to be part of that environment and enjoy it and preserve it. So, you know, I return there with my kids and we do watercolors there and drawings, you know, and so that's part of this event too. It's close to my heart, is preserving these areas so that we can continue to be creative and have places for artists and people who want to be artists and people who think maybe possibly could be someday they'll be artists, to go and experience this stuff and experiment. And so, you know, that's the magic of this, is you can go and try it out, experience, be in the moment, capture what you capture, get what you get, and come back or try again.
This upcoming event is sponsored by the Merrill Lynn Conservancy, the Union County Historical Society, and the Lewisburg Arts Council. You're hearing from David McSween, and he is the featured artist of the year at the Lewisburg Arts Festival. And while there is not a downtown festival with many, many, many vendors in the downtown, there are a number of events associated with the Lewisburg Arts Council. We invite folks to go to lewisburgartscouncil.com and get more information. Go to lynnconservancy.org. You can get more information about that. There isn't a workshop by Dan Hyde, chair of the Lewisburg Photography Club, and that is on Friday, April 23rd. Your workshop, David, is the 25th from 9 to 11 at the Dale Engel Walker House. Explain what you'll show then.
On the 25th, I'll be sharing tips, tricks, secrets, you know, of what works for me. You know, I have ways that I've found to, you know, short circuit some of the obstacles people have, you know, everything from, you know, how to set up the easel to what easel options are there. I'll have a lot of different plein air easels on display, so people can see, you know, what different options there are. There's French easel, there's tripod-based easels. It can be overwhelming for someone who's just starting out. So I'll have a variety of different easels there to talk about, you know, what are different ways people can enter into this and get started into this. I'll have various color samples, you know, of, you know, how I think through and simplify my palette That's where I store my paints while I'm painting. And why I do that, to make the experience more enjoyable and not so frantic with trying to capture all the many colors, but you know, just tips and tricks. I don't want to share them all right now, of course. That's what the workshop's for. But you know, it's going to be a time for me to just share what works for me and the tips I've learned along the way, so that people can enjoy and experience painting. Some for the first time, maybe others who have you know, done it for quite some time. I'll be presenting, you know, my techniques and my different types of, you know, methods, so that, you know, hopefully that will help inspire, teach, and encourage folks to try it themselves, to experiment, to hone their skills, you know, and really, it's a fun time on the 25th to just get together with other artists too. You know, this has been an interesting and challenging year, and I'm really excited for other artists to come out and share their work, share in the methodology, but also in the fun of this event, because we can do it safely and we can do it with a lot of enjoyment, even if, you know, it's different than years in the past. It's no less than. It's going to be fun and enjoyable and a time to share in what we love, and that is painting outdoors and painting in general and being creative.
Well, and you also enhance what's happening there in some cases. One of the plein air events, we covered it, and I went to Kelly Crossroads, and somebody was painting out there looking out into the valley. It was a nice scene, but when they were finished, looked like a magical place, like some enchanted land that they had added colors that really weren't there and darkened the sky. And it was really, it turned it into spectacular. And you can apply that magic with this plein air painting also, either amplify what's there or just enhance things beyond what's there.
What I would say is that I think artists do see those things. You know, I think that when, as artists, we start to explore what we see, and our vision, I'm convinced that I do see, you know, grays and even, you know, warm colors like yellow and orange in the sky. You know, people typically think of it's blue, right? But there's a lot of warmth and oranges and tones and clouds that artists do. Simone, you can speak to this too, but I do think that artists begin to see that, it's not, but it does enhance what the viewer sees. I think that's the magic, is when we are able to translate our vision and what we're seeing, it's so exciting to hear someone say, "Oh, I didn't see that until I saw your painting. I didn't notice how green that was until I saw your painting," or "I didn't, you know, notice the light and how, you know, magical it was until I found your work or saw that painting." You know, that's exciting and exhilarating, because it comes down to connection. And when someone responds to a work of art like that, I know I've made a connection. You know?
Well, I just remember, I pointed out and I said, "Oh, I see you made one of the doghouses on the horizon red." And he said, "No, that is red. You just don't notice it." And I'm like, "Uh-oh, okay." Well, thank you so much, David. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Simone, we've got a moment left, so please, just some additional information, how to get more information, maybe enhance anything that you heard David said you wish to elaborate on, really trying to capture why someone would want to go and do this and why someone might be interested in just watching it.
Well, I'll say this. There is, because of COVID, there's a limit to 20 people for David's workshop, and it's going to be fabulous. So get on the Lewisburg Arts Council website, and there's a place there where you can register for that workshop, and the first 20 will get in. You do not need to register, though, just to come and paint or draw or take pictures. So the official day is from 9 to 5. The workshop is from 9 to 11 on April 25th. And from 4 to 5 at the end of the day on the 25th, we're all invited to come back to the Dale Engel Walker House, and we'll use either the outdoors or maybe one of those big, you know, shelter kind of barn spaces that's very well ventilated, just to show everybody what we did. So if you want to do that, you can. In the past, it's been a really nice reception with refreshments. Well, we won't have that this year, but you can bring your own refreshments. And as long as we mask up and stay, you know, 10 feet or whatever, 6 feet apart, we'll gather at the end of the day. So if you're going out to the Coons property, you can come back at 4 o'clock and meet with the others. And that's just a nice way to wrap up the day. And then also on the along the same lines, just so you know, there is going to be an opportunity to have your work photographed by a professional photographer for entry in the online show. So if you're intimidated by taking pictures of your art, don't be. We can get you help with that. And that's through the LewisburgPhotoClub.org. All the details about that show, about the day, all of this will be in handouts, packets available to you when you get to the Dale Engel Walker or the Coons property on the 25th. I should also mention that there's going to be an urban sketching event on May 1st and 2nd in the borough of Lewisburg. And this is sponsored by the Lewisburg Photo Club. And there will be more information about that online and available at the plein air event. So those who might want to just do some drawing, sketching, and photography of the downtown, this is a separate time. This is the following weekend, and it's a two-day event. It's informal. I mean, there will be some guidelines to follow, but it's basically you can choose whatever you want to draw, and there will be some suggested locations for those who don't know the downtown.
LewisburgArtsCouncil.com has all the information that we're talking about. Simone Roy is an artist in Lewisburg. SimoneRoy.com, spelled SimoneRoy.com. David Latham McSween is the other artist that we got to interview today. McSween, MCSWEEN.art is his website. McSween.art is his website. Dan Hyde is the chair of the photography club. He'll lead a workshop on April 23rd. And David's workshop is on the 25th from 9 to 11. And Simone has been very busy on the committee putting all this together and helping to make sure that this takes place and everything falls together. We also thank Diane Donato from the Lynn Conservancy for her help and hard work to make sure this all fell together. LynnConservancy.org, a co-sponsor of this, the plein air event and the plein air week, along with the Union County Historical Society and Lewisburg Arts Council and the Lewisburg Photography Club. Thank you so much for listening to our Sunrise interview.